It wasn't just A-Rod. The suspensions for doping handed out yesterday by Major League Baseball involved 12 other players, all of them from Latin America. One is Nicaraguan, 8 are from the Dominican Republic, and 3 from Venezuela. So naturally, the ripples from the Biogenesis doping scandal are reaching well south of the border. Alfredo Biasmil is a sports writer for Venezuela's Últimas Noticias newspaper.
We feel some disappointed about it because when some compatriot get into the doping scandal, it's a pity. But we are shocked here because in Venezuela, baseball is quite a religion. Mm-hmm. And I think the good thing of this, the positive thing is Major League Baseball is cleaning its face and it's trying to give a strong signals for Latin American countries, telling us that if you do something bad, or even for the American people, if you do something bad with doping, we are going to catch you no matter what.
It's saying you got to straighten up. Now, as you said, in Venezuela, baseball is something of a religion, and that puts a lot of pressure on these young guys to perform. I wonder if that pressure perhaps leads people there to use performance-enhancing drugs.
Yes, I was talking to a colleague last Sunday in a TV show. She met a man who was injected, you know, this PED to his son since he was 14 years old. And that guy, when he was 16, he was going to sign a big contract, about $2.5 million in bonus. But when get into the exam, he was tested positive. And that father ruined his son's life because he was greedy. Because right now, remember, we are an oil country, but the poverty is increasing. Many, many parents see the baseball and the signing of a kid, of a child, as you know, as a way out of poverty with a big bonus.
Alfredo, let me ask you, in the past, some players in Latin America have said they're not aware of what substances are banned in the U.S., and that they're just listening to, as you mentioned, their father or their agent. I wonder if you see that as a real problem, if that's a credible defense.
Well, it's a real problem because there are some substances that are not banned here in Venezuela for medical use, or some esteroids that can be used for some treatments here in Latin America that are banned in the United States. And some agents, maybe, and you know, as a journalist, you have to be
skeptical.
Skeptical, yes. So some agents don't know those substances are banned in America.
Listen, some players and sports writers are talking about Latin American players being singled out.
Yeah.
Do you think Latin American players are being singled out? A-Rod is American, but of Dominican descent.
Well, maybe. I don't want to play the card of xenophobia or racism or something like that. The thing is, I think here in Latin America, we are very uncareful. We don't care about... We have a saying like, I don't plan my future. So if I'm feeling bad and all the... And it's because the sociological situation we have here. In Dominican Republic, the pressure is so high to ascend in the society that you want to be good. And here in Venezuela, now we have controlling much better, but it's still a problem here because there is no law that ban to get the substance. It's a phenomenon. Maybe as a journalist, we have to start to study deeper into the society of baseball, what is going on with esteroids. But many of those players, you have to understand, they are family support. The family depends on them.
Their only way out of poverty, as you said, is baseball.
Yes. And baseball, you know, when you have a salary of $1 million, $2 million, maybe for American people it's nothing, but $1 million here, you are, you are a sultan.
Right.
That's a pressure, and an extra pressure you put on the player.
Right. Alfredo Biasmil is a sports writer for Venezuela's Últimas Noticias newspaper. He joined us from Caracas. Thank you so much, Alfredo.
Thank you very much indeed.